This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban said Friday their fighters had captured five major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including southern Kandahar, western Herat, northeastern Kahar-i-Naw, southern Lashkar-Gah, and strategically important Ghazni. The capital of the southern province of Zabul, Khalat, also fell Friday to the Taliban, according to the province's council chief. The stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to media queries about the battlefield status. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement his fighters were determined to push ahead with their offensives to take control of all of the provinces, urging Afghan security forces in the remaining areas to end resistance and not risk their lives. Critics and international military experts are shocked at the way the U.S.-trained Afghan security forces, with an investment of tens of billions of dollars, have crumbled in the face of insurgent advances. The United States is rushing in troops to speed up evacuations in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Friday there are existing U.S. troops stationed at the Hamid Karzai International Airport. Three battalions of troops, two Marine battalions, and an Army infantry battalion currently stationed in the Middle East will soon supplement the force at the airport. Kirby says commanders are aware of how fast the Taliban is advancing in Afghanistan.
We have noted, and we have noted with great concern, the speed with which they have been moving and the lack of resistance that they have faced. And we have been nothing but honest about that. And I think I'll leave it there.
As the Pentagon announced its troop movements, NATO envoys were meeting Friday in Brussels to discuss the developments in Afghanistan.